right. 98.1 KZE on the line with me today. I am delighted to be chatting with Sam Ryder. He and Jorge Glem are bringing their dynamic duo to Banning Hall at the Stissing Center in Pine Plains this Saturday, August 1st. Sam, how are you? Thanks for hopping on with me.
I'm great. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So so you and Jorge, you are a duo that blends Venezuelan and American musical traditions. You have performed at Lincoln Center and Tiny Desk. You've been nominated for a Grammy. What brings you to Pine Plains?
Well, you know, we go wherever we're booked. That's the first thing. we've performed quite a bit in the greater New York area, Northeast Hudson Valley, and all that. We both used to live in New York City. We met in New York City. I lived there for 15 years, and we used to perform all over that area. So it kind of feels like coming home in a way to be back up there.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I mean, it's so cool to have you coming to the area. And, you know, I think the Stissing Center is doing such an amazing job booking these really high level musicians in this, you know, beautiful space in the center of a small town. So delighted to have you coming through. How did the two of you meet and start playing together?
Yeah, we met at a house party in New York in 2016. And a friend of mine who was Venezuelan invited me to this party, and she said, "You have to meet this guy, Jorge Glem. He's incredible. You guys are going to hit it off." And we sure did. It was a small apartment, and there were just a lot of Venezuelan musicians playing there, and Jorge was there in the corner. He had just moved to the U.S. and didn't speak any English at the time. But we exchanged contact info, and it turned out that our apartments were connected by the same subway line.
Oh.
And so for a couple of years, we would hang out, go back and forth to each other's homes and play music and play little gigs around New York City. And eventually a record producer asked us if we would do an album. And we completed that right before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And it took a couple of years after that to come out. And then when it did, it was great. And we did a bunch of touring, played all over the world at this point.
Man, yeah. So it's kind of sounds like a positive experience of somebody bringing a guitar to a party.
Yeah, exactly.
You never know what you're going to get.
Organic thing. Yeah.
So did you, you said that Jorge had just moved to the States, and he's from Venezuela. That's right.
Yes.
So did you already have a lot of love for Venezuelan music, Latin American music? Where's your background with that come
from? I definitely had a lot of love for Latin music and world music in general. When you play the accordion, it's like you have sort of a passport to these different cultures, because the accordion is beloved all over the world in pretty much every continent, maybe except Antarctica. But especially in Latin America, it's really front and center in so many different forms of music. And I knew almost nothing about Venezuelan music. I'd played quite a bit of Brazilian music, but I knew almost nothing about Venezuelan music. So this relationship has just been a big learning curve for me.
Yeah.
It's a really dynamic, rich, and musical tradition that's unlike Brazilian music, and it's unlike Colombian music and Cuban music. I mean, there's obviously similarities because they're all Afro-diasporic traditions, but Venezuela has its own unique flavor, and the rhythms are just so complex and unlike anything we play here in American folk music.
Yeah.
So it's definitely been a big learning curve and been a really rich journey for me.
Have the two of you gone on tour in Venezuela?
No, not yet. It hasn't been politically possible basically this entire time. We still hope to someday. You know, things there are really rough right now because of the earthquake and all of the stuff going on with politics and the government. The closest we've come is we played last year in Colombia in Medellin, and we will return to Colombia next fall for some tour dates.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, tell me a little bit about Tiny Desk. How did you end up playing there? Did they reach out to you?
I think, to be honest, I don't know the exact story. It was a connection through Jorge, or maybe Jorge's manager. I think they knew of Jorge already. Mm-hmm. And I think our manager pitched the duo, and it's not a very interesting story. It's not like we were like discovered on a street corner or something. These things tend to be more like that. It's like you meet someone, they remember who you are, and then a couple of years down the road, it works out. But yeah. It was definitely a feather in our cap and something I'd wanted to do for a really long time.
Yeah, a really cool experience and a testament to, you know, just chat with people and make connections, and you never know where it'll go.
Yeah, exactly.
Which kind of sounds like it's the basis of your whole story as a touring duo.
Truly.
Yeah.
Truly, yeah.
So once again, Jorge Glem and Sam Ryder are bringing the show to Banning Hall at the Stissing Center in Pine Plains this Saturday, August 1st, 7:30. TheStissingCenter.org is the website. And is there anything that you would want folks to kind of know about what to expect from the show going in, or something that might surprise them about your live shows?
It's such fun, joyful music. I think a lot of times people leave our concerts and they come up to us afterwards and they just tell us how much joy it brought them to see us on stage together, having fun and improvising and communicating. It's a very unlikely duo. I mean, these two instruments, people don't see a lot of accordions, period. And almost no one has ever seen the Venezuelan cuatro. So it's pretty much as bizarre as it can get, but the sound that we get together is like a full orchestra, and we just have so much fun playing. So
amazing!
Hopefully we can share that with everyone.
Yeah, well, don't miss the show. It's going to be an incredible time. TheStissingCenter.org to grab your tickets. Sam, thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.